Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Well, welcome to Advent. Okay, so we've got color for Advent is blue, so that's why I've got blue stoles on. We've got blue up here on the altar as well, right here for the banners. It's all talking about hope. Here is our first Sunday here. Now, Advent is talking about that first Advent, all right, that first coming of our Savior Jesus. So we celebrate that there, look forward to that on Christmas Day. But also, too, we talk about this time during Advent is his second Advent. That's that time in which Jesus will be coming back again. And that's what, as Christians know, is Judgment Day. So we anticipate his return a second time. But here we are in that in-between time. So what are we to do? Well, we need to be prepared. So it's kind of like Thanksgiving, all right? We've got, we added Pentecost, we've got Thanksgiving, and then all of a sudden, well, here we have Advent. Something right here, quick. It's like there's not much in-between time. But Thanksgiving, though, quite frankly, serves as a good example about how you need to be prepared. So, Thanksgiving, just a couple days ago, what'd you have to do? You're thinking about Thanksgiving. What's the first thing that comes to mind? Well, are you going to host it, or are you going to go to somebody else's place? Now, if you're going to host it, what's the next thing you need to know? How many people are coming, right? Because you need to determine what size turkey are you going to buy. You know, you're going to buy a small one if you can find one, small being like 10 or 12 pounds, or you're going to get one of those gigantic ones like 27-pound turkeys, right? Depends on how many people are going to come. But then also, if you're going to go somewhere, well, then it's like, well, what kind of side are you going to bring? Much less the sides that you have at your own house. Because Thanksgiving, typically, for most people, it's, well, you're remembering those family times, because you're getting family all together there. And so when you think about when you were a kid, what were those side dishes that your family made? So that's kind of what you want to make. And so then when you get married and join households, then it's like, well, you've got yours, and then you've got theirs, and you got to figure out, well, which ones are you going to have? So it's going to be at your place. You open up the cupboard there, and you find out, it's like, well, what kind of stuff do I have? You know, do I have all the spices that I need? You know, and if I need to get something else, it's like you make up a list then. You got to go to the grocery store. Got to go out there and buy all that stuff. And that's just being prepared. Perhaps for some of you, maybe being prepared is getting that plane ticket early so you can fly out to go wherever you're going to be for Thanksgiving. But nonetheless, in any event, whether it's at your place, you're going somewhere else, to somebody else's house, you have to be prepared so that way you'll have a successful meal. It's all about preparation, right? Now, Advent. It, too, is a time of preparation. But we start out here, Matthew's gospel account here, talking about the end times. And Jesus is speaking. He says, concerning that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. Now, for the record, this year and the last couple of years, we haven't had anybody predicting when the end of the world is going to come. Now, a few years ago, we had that. You know, they're sitting there thinking, it's like they figured out the formula, right? They go in the Bible there, and whatever it was that they were looking at, there's some kind of formula. And so that helped them determine, you know, what the date's going to be when the end of time's going to come around. Well, we're still here, aren't we? You know, the last time somebody predicted this, that was like the day before my anniversary. So when we were still here on our anniversary, I put on Facebook there, it's like, I guess I have to go buy a gift now. But Jesus says very clearly here, right? It's like, he doesn't know. The angels in heaven don't know, and, you know, only the Father knows. So what makes you think that some imperfect human being is going to figure it out? So if somebody says that, hey, they figured out when the end of time is going to come, start thinking this. Somebody must have put something in their coffee. All right? You can't. If Jesus doesn't know, we're not going to know. So if somebody's telling you that, just ignore them, forget about it. End of discussion. But that being said, life still goes on, does it not? And there will be a time when Jesus does come back. But we still live in that end times kind of thing. And what are we to do? Well, listen again. Jesus says, "For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they'll be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. And then they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, and one will be taken and one left." What Jesus is talking about here is that, well, life will be happening as normal. People will be getting ready for their Thanksgivings. They'll be eating that, okay, getting ready for all those kinds of things. And they'll be marrying and giving in marriage and those kinds of things, meaning they're all happy, enjoying life as it is. They were doing all of those kinds of things up until that first judgment with Noah and the flood. And then what happened? They were all swept away. The rains came, and that was it. However, when the Son of Man comes back a second time, there's not going to be any more do-overs. That'll be it. That's it. Now or never. So there'll be two men in a field. One's going to be taken and one left. There's going to be two women grinding at the mill there. It's like one's going to be taken and one will be left. You know, when I was growing up, those verses there used to scare the daylights out of me. Because I was thinking, well, what if I'm not as good enough Christian as the person next to me? They're going to go and I'm going to be left? So I was determined then, when I was growing up, that I needed to be around unbelievers at all time, so that way I know I'm good to go. But that's not what Jesus is talking about here, all right? Unbelief does have play a part in that, because those who don't believe, they're going to be the ones who are going to be left. Those who are taken are going to heaven. You see, Jesus is talking about how we need to be prepared. We need to believe now. And so what does that entail? Well, think of it this way. You know, God's kingdom. God's kingdom is coming. Well, God's kingdom comes to us in a couple of ways. First of all, we have the kingdom of grace, right? That came with the first advent. We've got Jesus who came, who lived that perfect life. Because you see, we, just like everybody else before us, are just like all the sinners that Paul talks about there in our second reading there. You know, we're quarrelsome and they're immoral and all that kind of stuff. That's all happening there. Well, Jesus came to make sure that, well, we would be forgiven of those sins. Right, that's why he came to be here, to die on the cross. So that you and I who believe in him and believe that he died for our sins, indeed are forgiven. You see, in the fact that he rose from the grave alive too, that gives us hope. Hope and everlasting life. And that's why hope is that first Sunday in Advent, because we're anticipating his return when he's going to gather up all the believers. But also, too, is coming the kingdom of God's judgment. Well, that's at hand as well. Again, those are going to be the ones who are going to be left behind because they are still in their sins. And that's the punishment that's going to take place there on Judgment Day. They'll be living their happy lives up until that very moment when Jesus comes back, and then they will be swept away because God is a just God, meaning sins must be punished unless they're forgiven. And if you don't believe, it's hard to be forgiven. But believer in Jesus that you are, when we are judged in the light of Christ. Meaning that, you know, we're sitting here when Jesus comes back that second time, we may be thinking, it's like, oh my goodness, I just remember what I've done. But yet, that's also, we need to remember too, that we believe in the one who's coming back. Because you see, when Jesus looks at us there, he's going to see the sinner that we are. The Father is going to be looking at us through Christ. And he's going to be seeing you. He's going to be seeing that your sins have been removed from you as far as the east is from the west. Forgiven sinner that you are holy in God's sight, worthy of being taken up to heaven and welcome there. So for the believer, Judgment Day is not a day to be feared, but it's a day to rejoice in. But we need to be prepared. Because you see, you know, we still know that we're sinners. Temptations come our way. And we need to make sure that we are in a position to avoid those sins. And that's all about being prepared. You know, one of the things that we have at our Thanksgiving meal that we need to make sure that we always have is green rice. Right? There's a restaurant in Kansas City way back in the day that had green rice, and so it became a family favorite. That recipe got out. Basically what it is, it's a cheesy rice thing that you have broccoli in it. But what's unique about it is you got to have chopped broccoli in it. Now, I'm not talking about cut broccoli florets. I'm talking about chopped up, minced up broccoli. So when you buy that, when you go to the store, well, you know, it's in those little frozen bricks, right? So you need to have 2 10-ounce chopped broccoli. Trouble is not every store sells it. So knowing that this is a family favorite, and stores don't usually carry it, and when they do, they don't have very many of them. So no matter what time of the year it is, if we find it in the store when we're walking down the frozen vegetable aisle there, we see it, we grab it, put it in the cart, so we know we always have it. So, this past Thanksgiving, we're thinking, hey, do we have some? I'm like, yeah, I think we do. You know, we usually have something in there, so I'm looking in the freezer, find it, it's like, ah, great. And then I look at the date. It's expired. I'm not going to tell you how long ago it was, but that meant something new for me to do, because I'm going to have to go out and find it. Now, what I'm telling you, there's not many out there, all right? And when you're doing this 2 to 3 days before Thanksgiving, you're guaranteed it won't be anywhere. So we had to come up with a substitute. You see, it's about making sure that you're prepared. And being prepared for a Christian means that you don't put your faith on the shelf and use it when you need it. You can't forget about Jesus until that crisis comes, and that's when you pull out Jesus there, and it's like, you get through that situation, and you put him right back on the shelf. See, you do that too often and for too long, you might find that your faith has expired. What I mean by that is if it's gone too long and that you don't sit there and worship and support your faith, you just get yourself into a position of unbelief that you just don't care about that anymore. You see, being prepared means living your faith every day. It is loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. It's loving your neighbor as yourself. It means coming to worship like we are right now, where we are fed by God's word. We are strengthened by that. We're going to receive Christ's body and blood there in the bread and wine, all ways in which Jesus is coming to us, shoring up our faith, enabling us to put that into practice. You see, being prepared is not as hard as you think. We're doing it right now. Because you see, there will be a time in which Jesus comes back. And it's going to be at a time when we're all surprised and shocked that it's going to be that way. And that's okay. Because we'll be ready. And he'll be looking at us, smiling. And I said many times before, the words that Jesus has shared with us, he'll be looking at you and saying, well done, good and faithful servant. Come to the place that I prepared for you. That's what is ours. That's what we can rejoice in. That's what we anticipate one day. But until that day comes, we are prepared through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all human understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us rise now.